Showtime prepping documentary on American Taliban John Walker Lind. By Warner Todd Houston on May 23, 2019. Showtime is reportedly preparing a documentary on John Walker Lind, the American convicted in 2002 of joining the Taliban to fight against the United States. Lind was sentenced to 20 years in prison for providing material support to the Islamist Taliban in the early 2000s but has now been released 3 years early reportedly for good behavior. The documentary is currently entitled Detainee 001 and has been on the drawing board since 2017, Showtime said according to The Wrap. The documentary reportedly gives the definitive account of Lind's story with never-before-revealed details from his legal case and unpacks challenging truths and shifting allegiances behind one of the most compelling and unresolved mysteries of the post-9/11 age. Showtime added, Lind's case set a precedent for how Americans caught up in the war on terror were prosecuted. And the film examines how American military and justice systems have grappled with the 2 decades since his detention. Vinny Malhotra, Executive Vice President of Nonfiction Programming, Showtime Networks Incorporated, insisted that Lind's case is central to the most controversial legal issues in the post-9/11 era. Beyond the confusion of a young man from California caught standing side by side with the Taliban, the handling of Lind's case remains one of the more curious events since the attacks on 9/11, Malhotra continued. Detainee 001 will be particularly important in advancing the discussion of fundamental assumptions about politics, ideology, terrorism, and justice in America. Passion Pictures is producing the documentary for Showtime. Lind was the first American citizen captured by U.S. forces and charged with fleeing the U.S. to fight on the front lines for Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan. The American Taliban was captured on the battlefield by Northern Alliance soldiers in 2001. U.S. prosecutors connected him to the death of CIA agent Johnny Mikeshban during an uprising at Ala Ijani in Afghanistan. Lind later pleaded guilty to providing support to the Taliban and carrying a rifle and grenade in aid to Islamist war efforts. According to reports, Lind has remained radicalized and has not renounced his Islamist beliefs during his 17 years in prison. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.